falling. The USA is crumbling. Y'all sit back and dumb as shit. The masturbation, the home invasions, the CPS is coming to snatch your babies. These confiscations.
All right, we're going to come right out the gates here with a telephone call. And I'm going to go to, actually, first I'm going to bring to the line Ms. Susanna Cole here as she comes on. Susanna Cole joins me in the second hour each and every day. And not just that, she's with me morning, noon, and night as we're researching all this stuff that we're bringing to you on a regular basis. Susanna Cole, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Pete. Hi, everybody.
Listen, before we start digging into this, I want to start taking telephone calls. And before I say Tom from Maryland is on the line, remember that the telephone number is 800-313-9443. I have one person out there who is a troll who wants to call in and have a discussion with me, and I'm looking forward to that call. I hope that they're out there. But let's go to Tom from Maryland on line two.
Thank you, Pete.
What's going on, Tom?
I heard about the things you were saying about the InfoWars website and its potential links to, what did you say, Strathmore is involved in it, and it could potentially link you to the CIA or...
There's not potential links. There is a direct link in the following way. Okay, and I'll be very specific about that. All right.
Okay. I'm not actually a computer guy. I have one, and I fool around with it a bit from time to time. But I'm actually not a devotee of joining the InfoWars and engaging in all of that. I think that if that type of thing is happening there, I really don't know what to say. I'm not an InfoWars junkie. I do listen to Alex. I mean, he's definitely a million miles from a neocon, but I think some other shows in the alternative media that I've heard that preach a gospel of ignorance would be that libertarian show out of New Hampshire. I mean, to tell you, I mean, I've even called in and tried to, I backed up another caller who I had some things in common with what he was saying about learning from history. The caller that I backed up was talking about knowing maybe some finer details of the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1933 and things of this nature. And they totally downplay this. I called them, had the law right in front of my face, made my points, and they just hide behind the, that's lawyer speak. That's lawyer speak. When clearly I've read that piece of legislation numerous times. It's 7 pages. It's not very long pages. And it's some of the more plain English. I mean, it tells you in the plainest of English, and I don't have it in front of my face right now. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Tom, can I go back and answer your first question? I think it's important that I clarify this. Because you know what? I mean, a lot of RBN listeners, a lot of Pete Santilli listeners, I mean, they're not InfoWars people. This is a newsworthy item. But let me just tell you something. This is what we discovered, is that InfoWars.com has tens of millions of listeners and readers of their website. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And essentially what happened was they hired a former employee of Stratfor. Stratfor is a known CIA front operating as an intelligence corporation in the United States. It allows them to collect intelligence because the CIA is not allowed to operate within the U.S. Okay? So essentially, you know what? I want you to stay there over the break. Would you mind just staying right there? Because I don't want to cut you off. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Stay there. But just hear me out here, okay? As we go to this break. The bottom line is, InfoWars.com, their listeners, their tens of millions of people is exactly who we're serving by bringing this news to the forefront. Okay? Not only that. Yes. But RBN listeners need to also know that there is a potential for having a lot of our alternative media infiltrated by intelligence operations. So we need to know what the trends are. We need to bring it to the forefront. We need to teach people how to deal with the paid infiltrators who are operating in the comment threads and on Twitter and on Facebook. You need to know what's coming at you. Because it's very, very nefarious.
I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic Cigarettes on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, we'll give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost drop to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727.
All right, quickly, I'm going to go back to our caller time, but I also want to speak with John on line one, David two, and Eric three. You stay right there, but right now I'm back to Tom. Tom, sorry I had to cut you off, but we have breaks here.
Welcome back. Thank you, Pete.
So anyways, there is a direct connection. We're actually presenting factual information that we believe is within the public interest. And most importantly, we want to educate everyone, whether you're a fan or not, of that particular outfit. Are we making a direct claim that that person that owns that place? No, we're just identifying that they have a person, essentially, that used to work for a known CIA operation. And that's important for the public to know. But finish your thoughts on this outfit. It's a libertarian outfit out of New Hampshire. That was a spinoff. But do you have anything more to add to that?
Well, I just I think sometimes whether it's them addressing sovereignty or why don't I just say the more specifics of the law, they like to write off things. There's two old sayings that come to mind for me, and it's God is in the details and the devil is in the details, right? So when you get into maybe some of the things in the healthcare legislation, I mean, that's the devils are there, right? And, you know, I heard them even making a mockery of anyone, even, why would you want to read that? Why would you want to, it's, if it bores you, okay then, but don't, you know, why would you downplay learning something or, you know, I don't really get that angle. And I also, there's some other folks who seem to, I don't know what your thoughts on chemtrails are, but certain people that I would think would be a little more open-minded to the topic treat people who, when they call their show, they present their themselves in a nice, polite manner, and then they're talked to like a child. That's an RBN host. His name's Mike Rivera. And you also have, I never took him to task on this, but why do you treat people who don't believe in the moon landing? I mean, we have good reasons. The people who are telling you that are the same liars who got you into Vietnam. They're the same liars. It's the same media. It's the same military-industrial murder machine. It's the same all this stuff. And there's so many, for me, there's so many red flags that I'm open to believing that somebody walked on the moon. But for me, there are way too many. I believe that most of my life. This is more of a recent years thing for me. And I'm not a little green men guy, okay? I'm not a UFO guy. I don't believe that man ever went there because nobody's been back since 72. And why did they have gleaming color, beautiful, glaring color film on the rocket and pathetic...
Tom, dude, hold on a second. Slow your roll for a second. Hold on. Hang with me. All right. Here's the deal. I love listening to you, but you know, we're hopping from subject to subject to subject. I've loved hearing from you. As far as chemtrails, I actually want to learn more about chemtrails. I believe they exist. We need to learn a little bit more. As to Mr. Rivera, and I'm going to let you go. You're welcome to call in anytime. And thanks for sharing your insight, by the way. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Pete.
That's okay. But this is what I want you to do, dude. You know, as you listen to this, I'm pretty intense myself, but, you know, don't get too caught up in all that stuff. I mean, I it sounds like you've got a lot of energy, a lot of anxiety, and I'd strongly recommend you get in touch with, No Messiah. They'll refer you to the art of smoking marijuana, and just chilling out a little bit and maybe listen to some of their metal music to get you really riled up. And then Mr. Rivera, I've actually listened to before I came to RBN. The guy's a pretty decent guy. Yeah, he's a pretty decent guy. He is.
I like him on so many levels. It's just, you know, it should handle certain topics maybe with a little more. I don't know about that, you know, and maybe how you talk to people who... Yeah. Into it. And as far as the grass smoking thing, I've got that down, man.
Hey, there you go, man. That was great advice, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Pete, for all your time. I appreciate it.
Have I treated you with respect? I just don't want you to go off to another show and say Pete Santilli is just a schmuck. Have I treated you with respect?
I've told people about you since I've been listening to you for the last 2 weeks.
That's great, man. I appreciate it. And you're welcome to call in anytime. I loved everything you said. And I'm going to go to John, line one. John, you there?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. John, line one. Welcome to the Pete Santilli Show. You're live. What's up?
Pete, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know, I was really kind of shocked by, what's his name, Craig Zimmerman?
How were you shocked?
Your prior guest?
Yeah, he's not only a guest, but he's actually a sponsor of the Pete Santilli Show. He's a consumer advocate himself. But how were you shocked?
Well, okay, and don't take this wrong because I don't want to lose him as one of your supporters. But for him to come out and say the things that he said about the IRS, I found shocking because Joe Bannister, who was a prior CID agent for the IRS, found out that it was all a fraud, and he won. Another attorney.
Hold on a second. Stop. Wait. Don't go too much further there, because I know about Mr. Bannister. I know about his appearance on the Bill Cooper show as well. But this is what I will say and what I do know. Is that Mr. Bannister is much more qualified to be going up against the IRS, especially as an IRS insider, than all these people that are running around practicing law and sharing that advice without having all the information that Bannister has.
Yeah, and I understand. I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, you got to be real careful.
But I know. You do have to be real careful. But Tom Cryer, who is another attorney, who just passed about, I don't know, maybe about a year ago or so, He's got truthattack.org. It's still operating, and he won. And all I want to give you is one thing.
Go ahead.
And I want you to listen to this because instead of going through the entire Internal Revenue Code, they want to establish that you owe the tax. Okay. But when it comes to collection, they will send letters to banks. They'll send letters to employers, and they will include in that when they want to go, they want to levy on you. Okay.
Right.
Well, they cite Title 26 of the United States Code, 6331.
Hey, John.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to finish this up real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, they leave out letter A.
Mm-hmm.
They leave out section A. Mm-hmm. And section A reads, levy may be made upon the accrued salary or wages of any officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of the United States or District of Columbia. I'm sorry, I don't fit that description. So if you can't collect from me, then I never owed it. It's real simple.
Right.
That's it.
This is what I want to say, and follow along with me, okay? And I think you will agree with me that this is the most responsible thing to say, okay? If you as an individual want to fight, your battle, and you want to research, and you want to be, and you believe that you're qualified to go up against them and fight your battles and win and go and research Mr. Bannister, become an attorney, fight your fight and do that, okay? If you believe that, you as a sovereign, any person, has a right to do that, okay? Now,
You're gonna let me finish?
I didn't interrupt you. I almost interrupted you, but will you let me finish my thought?
Yep.
I say you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all people have a right to do that. Mr. Bannister won. Here's what I have a problem with. All of the sovereigns are offering advice, legal advice, where they're not qualified to do that, and people are going to jail. And when it comes to the IRS, everyone needs to know that the IRS will win, you will lose, even if you're right. They will win. You will go to jail, and you need to be telling people that before. That should be your preface to everything that you say as to whether or not people are right. You're saying this to my listeners, and you're telling my listeners that you have a right in this regard, and here are all the technicalities, and they get into
I'm just reading out of the United States Code.
Sure, you can read out of the United States Code.
I'm not telling anybody anything, but I read that.
Well,
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you an officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of the United States or District of Columbia? Yes or no?
No, of course I'm not.
Okay, then fine. That's it. Then you got to make the decision for yourself. But
for
you
myself,
know what?
Right.
We can't sit here and let these people keep robbing us.
Right, but I'm not going to disillusion somebody. And
I'm not
going to
disillusion them.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying the most responsible thing. I'll go up against the IRS if I think that I can win. But you know what? I'm a smart man, and I know the legal system enough to know that they have a lot more resources than I do. They will come at me. I will lose, even if I am right.
That's why I will lose that battle.
So I'm telling all of my listeners that. But thank you.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Like a great guy, I'm sure he would do really well with the knowledge that he's acquired. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to answer his questions, but I need to get to these callers. David on line 2, are you there? You're live on the Pete Santilli Show.
Yeah, hey Pete. Yeah, it's the first time I've heard your show, and it sounds like I got in on a good one. I was brought up outside of St. Louis, and I was familiar with this argument from an early age. And, you know, so I've been hearing this thing being discussed for I'm in my 50s, so it's kind of interesting because, in a way, are you familiar with what's called LIBOR?
Oh, I sure am. The London Interbank Offered Rate. Is that correct?
Right, yeah. Now, you know, we, as Americans, only got into the trillion-dollar range deficit in the last decade. You know, I mean, before that, it was only in, it was scary that it was in the hundreds of billions, but now we just broke $1, $2, and $10 trillion, but that LIBOR is potentially, you know, $300 trillion or $500 trillion or whatever these con artists want to dream up.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the valuation is what you fall for, what you get suckered by. And so, you know, if we want to really believe that these guys have got the ability and gumption to steal the valuation of all of our lives and tell us that we're indebted to $600 trillion or something, yeah, right. And so the whole idea of creating an alternative currency is along those lines. If there's a speculation process about whether or not, you know, America is being driven off a cliff or whether or not the world is being driven off a cliff for some nefarious purpose. And so that whole, that's really what this issue is all about. And so to me, the idea of an alternative currency is self-preservation, you know, in times like that. I'm not a sucker, and I'm not going to believe that if the U.S. government is not going to do any prosecutions on LIBOR, then, yeah, it's preposterous for me to want to continue using the U.S. currency because basically I'm going to be caught in a whirlpool. You know, the U.S. currency is going to be pulled down the LIBOR whirlpool. And so the idea of coming up with some kind of a currency that is not attached to fake numbers. Yeah, so that's basically where I'd go with it. It's a self-preservation thing.
Do you agree with this, that the biggest problem with our currency over the past several years is the privatization of the Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve Act has essentially killed our country. And
and that's how I learned it in an early age,
Yeah, that's what has killed our country. So I would say the head of the snake is the Federal Reserve. We get rid of them. Forget the LIBOR. I say give the big middle finger to all the banksters. Take the printing press. Give it back to the people. And fire all the politicians. Wipe the debt slavery system clean completely.
Right, yeah.
And start from scratch with a new currency that's owned by the people.
Well, it's a Jubilee issue. I mean, you know, and you're familiar with Jubilee?
I'm sad to say I'm not.
Well, it's an old law of Moses that when the money becomes so imaginary that you can't believe it anymore, or there's a crisis that was caused by, you know, as an act of God. So in other words, if you're living in an area of the country that has a huge flood come rushing through it, everybody loses their barn, a whole bunch of their grain and cattle and whatnot. And so the entire economy is washed out, so to speak. And so that's considered an act of God. And according to Moses, money was a creation of man. Money was not a creation of God. And so money cannot have children. And the idea that people are playing the game of life with a numbering system, which is not relative to what, you know, the acts of God are, you know, floods, blights, plagues, droughts, things like that were acts of God. And according to the insurance companies, they still are. And so the idea that we're running our economy based upon a certain amount of risk that that there's going to be economic stability plus environmental stability. Well, if the polluters of the world have known for years that we're getting into a system where environmental stability falls apart and everybody's got to fix their disasters every year rather than wait every 50 years for a disaster, you got a brand new one every year, you know, then the economy is obviously going to fall to crap, too. So there's a lot of reasons why the economy has fallen apart, but the biggest is the forced lies. And the fact that the media will not discuss the truth in, under any circumstances, they're just bought and paid liars. And so the public can't make wise decisions because they're sifting through such horrendous and obvious lies. Yeah, I hear the music.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Listen, this is what I like to do. We're going to go to a break here. But I welcome you to the Pete Santilli Show. I'm glad this is the first time. It's a good discussion. Here's my suggestion. I say we throw out the money changers.
Well, that's a big part of it. Yeah, Israel is a,
That's right. Let's throw out the money changers. David, pleasure to meet you. Welcome to the Pete Santilli Show. Eric on line three. I'm going to get to you. Severin from Canada on line one and Morgan on line five. David, thank you very much for calling in.
Pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be taking your calls. Make sure you stay on that line, okay? Because this next segment, I've got about a 20-minute clip, and we will be getting to your calls. If you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. I am your host, Pete Santilli, and you are listening to The Pete Santilli Show.
The Pete Santilli Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California. Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in
Inside the Bunker at FEMA Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Taking your calls at 1-800-313-9443. And let's go to Eric on line three. Eric from Washington on line three. You're live on the Pete Santilli Show.
What's up, brother?
What's crack-a-lagging?
Zip a fire, motherfucker!
No, you cannot say that.
Sorry.
We're live on the air.
I didn't know that.
To our affiliates, and basically I got to pay $18 bazillion in Howard Stern fees to the FCC. But yeah, but go ahead. You snuck that one in.
All right. I didn't mean to. I apologize.
Okay. What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Dude, seriously, like, why is everybody scared? This is just a bunch of bullshit to, like, grab their mind. You know,
what? Here's the deal, though. You have to watch your language or you're going to be disconnected.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. Just leave out the profanity.
All right. Well, I'm ex-military, so.
I understand. I have a pot, too.
I can't help it. You know, I mean,
a bleep button. So we should not be scared of what? What are we afraid of at this point?
It's not real, man. It's just all fake. It's trying to take our minds away from, like, the real thing is for us to be self-sufficient. We don't need a huge government. I mean, it's simple. If we all just would, like, agree, you know, that we don't need all this stuff, you know, all this plastic slave goods that, you know, they chain their kids up to light posts while they go work, and they put up like safety nets so that the suicide people don't, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and we think that's freedom. We think that that is, you know, what, you know, we're all about. But we're not, you know. Where's humanity? You know?
You want me to tell you something? Let me tell you this, all right? And I know you'll appreciate what I'm about to say.
And I have another question, too, after.
All right, check this out, though. I have an idea. How about all the people that went out in droves to line up, spend hours for Black Friday? What if those people actually went out and got in front of the White House or even their city hall?
Yeah, there's more of us than them. I mean, it's ridiculous that,
yeah,
you know, people think that it's hard and stuff. It's because people don't want to get off their asses, you know? I mean, off their butts. All it is.
That's right. Dude, thank you very much for calling in. And you're welcome to call in anytime. We just need to wash your mouth out with soap.
All right. Hey, I have one question about the taxes.
Okay, go ahead.
Can I ask you? So if we didn't agree to the terms of the contract, you know, when we were born, we got like a birth certificate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that birth certificate on there, it's all in capital letters, correct?
Sure. I mean, you know what?
And then there's a red, you know, like number on the bottom of that, and that's traded on the stock market. Is that true?
You know, and I hear that all that stuff is true. Most of the stuff that I hear that the sovereigns have taught me is all factually correct. As a matter of fact, have you ever heard of I'm having a mind block. The District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've been studying that stuff lately, actually. You know, and then I got sent over to your channel, you know, like YouTube. It's just like nasty. Just everybody's just, you know, mean.
Trolling, yeah, they're trolls. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, but back to the sovereign stuff. All the stuff we're learning is absolutely, I mean, it's all factually correct. But here's the deal. You, as a sovereign, as an individual, a free-thinking, slave-free individual, can make a decision on your own. What's happening is a lot of people are offering other people advice, and it's unqualified. And everyone's running around recirculating some stuff that, unfortunately, sometimes gets lost in the translation. My only thing is I'm not against the sovereigns. I'm all for it. Go do your research.
I'm not sovereign. I'm not even claiming to be sovereign because you can't fight it that way. I mean, that movement hasn't done anything. It hasn't done anything to like make remedy anything. And our founding fathers weren't about being a sovereign. I mean, like, we have to be our own corporation. I mean, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. You know? You're absolutely right. So when it comes to taxes, okay, and I call them, I refer to them as
taxing income is wrong, and you know that. The revolution was started because of that. So you can't tell me that taxes are right. So, I mean.
No. I say we abolish all that stuff. The tax code needs to be gone. Let's get rid of the income tax altogether.
We just need.
Yeah. All right, dude. Listen, I got a couple more callers, but thanks for calling in and thanks for screwing up the show. I'll probably have to pay.
I didn't screw up your show. Man,
you didn't. I'm just kidding.
I almost want to like not listen now because it's apparently that you're all about money. So, all right. Talk to you later.
No. I appreciate you sneaking that in. I'm not all about money. I'm just all about doing the right thing and offering people the right advice.
All about this lawyer guy and. You know, I was trying to, like, find some, like, freedom, you know, and you know, I thought that maybe you would deliver, but you're proving yourself wrong, man.
Yeah, you have a right to express your opinion, and mine's just
wrong. I'm totally disappointed because everything.
Here's the deal. I have the button, and you're about to get kicked. So, well, all right, man, take care. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. Severin, Canada, line one.
Congratulate you on how far you guys are getting with this. It's good stuff, the ideas you're putting out. It's
awesome.
Really
thank
good
you very much, yeah. Severin. Mm-hmm. And is it pronounced Severin, by the way?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to the P. Santilli Show. Thanks for your kind words. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to point you in the direction, in a good direction, about the sovereigns, but I wouldn't call them sovereigns. Call them regular human beings, but
sure.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Dean Clifford?
I haven't, but I'm going to write his name down. What do I need to know about Dean Clifford?
He's one of the guys who've been left out of, because there's a lot of cases where everybody goes to court and tries to argue that the court's now called the free man on the land.
Mm-hmm.
They basically say things about the free man on the land stuff and try to put down the human rights, right? They don't recognize their human rights for some reason, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's entitled to the same rights as everyone else, but for some reason, they don't recognize that shit or that stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
This is the one guy who they don't want anybody to know about.
Yeah, you know what's unfortunate is the United States runs around the world criticizing other countries about their treatment and of their citizens and human rights, and we basically are just enslaving our people under a dictatorship, and I find it to be highly hypocritical. And I apologize to the world, and you being from Canada, right? You're in Canada. Yeah, I'm sorry that we think we're a superpower. We're really not. We're actually very, very weak right now, and we're just living on the past, and I'm sorry if we've had that impact on Canada. You guys are a beautiful country, beautiful people. You guys seem to be doing things right, except for the long lines to get medical.
Yeah, that's true. We got free health care, though.
Free health care, yeah, just long lines, that's all. But, Severin, thank you for calling into the Pete Santilli Show. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you're welcome,
Pete. All right, take care. And we have David in Indianapolis on line two. What's up, David? You're live on the Pete Santilli Show.
Hey,
how are you?
Swim Shady, man. How you doing?
What's up? What's up, Swim Shady?
Hey, man, I got a suggestion.
All right, go ahead.
When we take this country back and we get everything in order, let's make a law for all the congressmen and the president and everybody that we elect. If you vote to go to war, that means you have to strap on boots and get a gun as well and take your butt across seas and fight with the soldiers.
Yeah, no kidding. When they decide to send us to war, they should agree to shut down Canada, or Canada. I'm looking at people cussing out Canada from Canada. But we need to say that. That's right. If they're willing to go to war and just shut our entire country down in so many regards, they should be willing to just shut Congress down and go lead the charge wherever they're sending us, right?
I guarantee if that happens, if we had a law like that, we wouldn't have any more war.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we should actually have all of their children go first. Kind of like go out and use their kids as minesweepers.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think? Huh? Like Malia and Sasha? We'll have them out on point.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? What do you think?
I agree with that.
Yeah, man.
I'm
going
to go around and start getting names.
Do that. Hey, listen. Dude, thank you. That's a great suggestion. I like that. You got my wheels turning. Hey, have you heard of the Act of 1871?
Uh-huh.
It's the District of Columbia Act of 1871. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to look into this as well. I mean, it's pretty powerful stuff. So, you know, I don't want the sovereigns. You heard what I was saying about the sovereigns. I don't want the sovereign people. And I say that movement, that group of people that are out talking UCC. They're talking about a lot of stuff out there, learning the law. And then, you know, it's just all I'm saying is people that are unqualified to give other people legal advice. I mean, you can actually learn as much as you can about your own, you know, personal sovereignty, right? But I'm finding out a lot about the District of Columbia Act of 1871 and the fact that the District of Columbia is essentially just a separate corporation that's allowed to do whatever it wants at will. And
have you seen in the Wikipedia where if you look up in Wikipedia of a sovereign individual, it means a terrorist now. They changed the definition of it, so be careful.
Oh, shoot. I'm actually a highly qualified domestic terrorist. Are you kidding me? I'm fully, by every single measure that the Department of Homeland Security uses. Did you hear my call in to them? I called to turn myself in.
I'm getting my master's degree in that range right now, so.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
That's great. Good for you. Good for you. All right, dude, listen, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I need to get to Susanna Cole because I need to finish this conversation here as we wrap up.
All right. Much love. Take care.
Peace out, brother. All right. All right, Susanna Cole.
Hi, I'm here.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Interesting questions.
Yeah, we had this Chololololo. What was his name? You know, he just wanted to just sneak in his. You know, I appreciate him. You know, who was it? That first guy, John.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell John. You know, he said, "I see you're all about money." Well, if that's what was running through his head, you know, then really.
Oh, you mean Eric?
Was it Eric? Oh, I'm sorry, not John. Eric, that's right. It was Eric.
It's okay.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I want to get your opinion on this. Okay. Do you understand what I'm referring to when I say, especially with respect to the IRS? Okay, everyone needs to pipe down about the IRS and what they think they know and what they can get away with going up against the IRS. You need to stop it now. Everyone needs to stop that and stop giving other people advice like that. Even if you think you can win, right?
Right. I mean, when you give people advice, legal advice, you need to be very, very careful because you can be held responsible for giving them legal advice. So, I mean, the point is that we have laws in this country and they're not fair. And the IRS, we know, is an unconstitutional entity. There is no law saying that you have to pay an income tax. But the problem is that they're going to come after you if you don't. So you have a choice to make, and I think it's a personal choice. If you want to fight them, then you should go ahead and do that, if that's really what you want to do.
Individually.
But just individually, yes. But, I mean, be forewarned that most people who go up against the IRS end up sitting in jail, you know.
They do.
I mean, they do. They really do. And so, I mean, it's up to you. I think it's up to the individual. And when the country's ready to go up against it as a people, as a whole, and fight it, then it will be time to do that. But just one person going out there and doing it, it's not going to work. You're going to get in trouble. They'll garnish your wages. Of course, unless you don't work. And, you know, they will come after you. They'll take everything that you have. And that's just how it is. Sorry. It's just one of those terrible, awful things about living in America.
Yeah, I mean, I will go as far as to say this, okay? Now hear this. Listen to me very clearly, loud and clear, all right? You know, the Eric guy just kind of threw me off because I try to have a conversation with him to convey the following. That I will go up against the CIA, I'll go up against the DHS, I'll go up against the FBI. I mean, these people are actually out there acting like criminals, all right?
Yes.
The IRS.
Well, they are. And it's going to get worse because now, starting in January, they are the people out there, the IRS, they're going to be in charge of making sure that everybody's got health insurance and Obamacare is followed.
Yeah.
So it's going to get worse before it gets better, people.
Right. And here's my point. I'm going after all these other agencies, but this is what I'll say, that the one agency, all right, if you're a sovereign, you want to go up against any one particular agency, they are so staffed up right now. We are in such a mess, ladies and gentlemen. I would consider that one agency to be the most dangerous as far as going head to head with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will cut you off and you will not be able to even feed yourself, period. They will shut you down and choke you off slowly.
Yes, they will
shut you down. Yeah, oh yeah, you go head to head with the IRS. I'd rather have a revolution and have absolute anarchy, people in the streets firing guns, rather than me saying, oh, I know the UCC code and you should go ahead and join me and I have all the knowledge and let's go ahead because this one other guy, you know, won a lawsuit and he was with the IRS. That person that won against the IRS, A, was much, much more qualified than I could ever be because I have never worked as an insider. So I wouldn't be able to go up against the IRS. So my point is, if you want to lose, even if you think you're right, go up against the IRS. And if you want to offer our listeners advice from your perspective, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to cut you off. And I'm going to tell all of my listeners, you find out on your own. If you want to fight them to your peril, go ahead and do that, but don't be offering other people legal advice, right?
Yeah, because it's irresponsible, and, you know, I mean, it just is. And I hate to even say that because I believe in a lot of what the sovereigns have to say. You know, I mean, how could you not believe it? They go back and they are correct in most everything that they say. But our court systems are corrupt and our country is corrupt. So you're not dealing with, you're not dealing with a good thing to start with. So why even attempt it alone anyway?
Yeah. Eric is in the chat room now saying I'm a millionaire. I wish. I wish I was a millionaire. I wish I was a multimillionaire. But you know what? I've chosen not to do that because I won't sacrifice my integrity that way. But Eric, no, I'm not concerned about the money. You can try to put words in my mouth. That's not true. We'll be back with final comments for Eric right after this message. Susanna, thank you. We'll see you in the after show.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Are you over? Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, so I was going to end the show and at some point in time cover the following issue. The issue is, unfortunately, it was Eric on the line. Let's see, we got John in Georgia and John in Toledo. Just real quick, okay, we only have a couple of minutes. John in Georgia, line one.
You're live
on the Pete Santilli Show. What's up, John? Just very, very quick, okay? I just wanted to make sure I touch base with you before we go. What do you got?
one of the issues with the sovereigns is once you use that Federal Reserve note, that gives them the right to come after and take it. They own it.
Yeah,
the only way they can get around it is if they can get a gold and silver account and take a certain portion of their money, put it in cash they can pay their bills with. If they can't pay with gold and silver, it's with the rest, however they want to do it. Republic is one way to do it as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. Don't you think that's good advice that I'm giving, though? You got to be really careful. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. They're absolutely right. There's a lot of stuff in the law that, you know, that we can learn about and we can win our cases. But I'm just very, very concerned about those same people offering other people legal advice. And sometimes it gets muddled. So.
Well, there's truth to being a sovereign. But
absolutely.
The sticking point is using their Federal Reserve note. It's not even a dollar, which is fraudulent, as we all know. His dollar has value.
I absolutely agree.
Federal Reserve note, it only has the note that they perceive or make us perceive that it's worth. And I'll leave you with that.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. I want to take one more call here. I only have a couple of minutes left, but thank you very much for calling in, okay?
Good night.
All right, sir. Have a good night. And John, is it John in okay, we lost a caller. All right, here's the deal. Here's my final point, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, you really need to research the following thing that's happening out there, all right? I guess Eric doesn't want to call back in. He got his feelings hurt. Now he's in the chat room. You cannot cuss on air. Can't do that. I'm not a corporate entity. I'm not concerned about money. He made some comments on his way out that are absolutely factually incorrect. And that has to do with a lot of stuff that's happening in our threads, in our comment threads. There are people, whether they are paid trolls or they're trying to pursue their own interests. They're very, very skilled at persuading you and changing your mind. I don't think Eric means any harm. He seems somewhat harmless in his methods. He just cussed a lot and he felt had his feelings hurt because I wouldn't let him. But he wouldn't want to call in, so I was going to apologize to him that he's welcome to call in on the weekends. You can use profanity. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, is that there's something going on in all of our chat rooms. On Twitter, there is literally, I think it's like some, and I put this figure in my post last night, it's like 47% of all Twitter accounts, 47% are actual humans. The rest of them are fake bot accounts. Facebook accounts, there's 83 million fake Facebook accounts that are conversing with you. There are people out there that are in chat rooms like mine that are specifically there who are trained individuals. Eric, this isn't Eric. I'm not pointing him out. There are people I call trolls. And they are trained to get in and change your mind. Free your mind. Learn about what's going on out there. Learn about the information we're putting out about people actually graduating from universities, cybersecurity universities. Who are skilled FBI, NASA, Department of Homeland Security people. They're skilled. They're trained on a step-by-step process on how to win your mind over covertly. Okay? These people shall not control our minds. Okay? At all. You need to get into these chat rooms and figure out who's trying to divert your mind away from the truth. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time with people that are trying to take your eyeballs off of the truth. Tomorrow, we'll go into this a little bit more, but I have some special guests this week. You definitely want to stay tuned to the Pete Santilli Show. Good night.
Are you over?